I heard the men of Israel come to Rehoboam and said, Rehoboam, your father made it difficult for us. And he said, my finger is thicker than my father's thigh. You just think I'm going to be more stern. The prophet met Jeroboam and said, Jeroboam, I'm rending your garment. I'll give you back 10 pieces, for 10 of the tribes will follow you. And I'm moving as quickly as I can. And now then, Judah and Israel become separate domains under the leadership of Jeroboam and Rehoboam. But within a few years, Rehoboam had lost sight of God Almighty. And the Bible said he led Israel away from God. Dear Father in heaven, would you grant us leadership in this day that will walk close to God, that will lead us in paths of righteousness. The greatest need inside of the church today is Holy Ghost baptized preachers that will again be anointed of the Holy Ghost, and leadership that will cause us and call us back to repentance and back to God. And now then, your Bible said, when they had departed from God, God gave them into the hand of Shishak, into the hand of Egypt, and Egypt is a type of the world. And your Bible said that Shishak came because God allowed it. You remember, there is no power, no force on earth can defeat the church as long as it walks in the will of God. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want to shout it from the housetop. There is not an enemy that can stand before his church. They may jail it, they may martyr it, saints, but out of the martyr's blood will grow a church that will rise and call him blessed and tell a world our God still lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now then, I see when Israel lost sight of God, transgressed his laws, they become an open prey. And Shishak came and invaded the land and stole their treasures. And let me shout at church tonight, we've got some priceless treasures in his house. I'm here to stand guard and tell you, I thank God for salvation by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. I thank God for redemption full and free, for the glorious power of God that can heal your body. For he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and shouted, with his stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. We've got some priceless treasures. I'm going to stand guard and defend our hope of his glorious return. Let's preach it from the housetop. Let's shout it. Let's talk about it. Let's sing about it. Our Lord is coming back to earth again. I'm not going to let a little group of kingdom bunch try to destroy my blessed hope. I'm looking, watching, waiting, longing for the return of King Emmanuel, who's coming in clouds with power and great glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Rince, I'm going to give you this. I'm a feeling that coming on. I'm afraid we're here for a season. Let me tell you tonight, it's about time that we contend and defend. Let's stand tall tonight. We're not about to give up one inch of ground. World, goodbye. Egypt, goodbye. Shishak, you haven't impressed me. There's not one thing in Hollywood I want except an old-fashioned revival that would turn that place into a prayer meeting. Amen. There's not one thing at the Mardi Gras I want except to see those people washed in the blood of the Lamb and be brought out of their superstition into the family of God and have redemption through the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah! Makes me want to shout. The enemy would like to steal, and when we let down our guard, the enemy will attack you where you let down your guard. I saw that Shishak came against Israel, and he carried away the treasures from the house of the Lord. Shields of gold, and they replaced them with an inferior, a substitute, an imitation. It was brass. Folks, hold fast to what you've got. Let no man take your crown. If you're saved, hold on to it. If your name's in the book, stay steadfast. If you've been delivered from sin, stay delivered. If you've thrown away your bottle, keep it thrown away. It's real tonight. It's something. When Jesus Christ sets you free, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't go back to the beggarly elements you came out of. Woe, let's despise the garments hated by sin. And he stole some of the treasures from the house of God. And they put an inferior product in its place. It may have looked like gold, but it was cheap. And there's a cheap religion being offered this generation today. There's a substitute being offered for old-fashioned salvation. Let me tell you, friends, whatever you do, don't stop till you know you pass from death unto life. I know, the Apostle Paul said, in whom I have believed and am persuaded he's able. Hallelujah. Get a no-so experience. If you've got a knower and it's working, hold on to it. You know when you're hungry. You know when you're cold. You know when you're hot. You know when you're tired. You know when you're happy. And you know you pass from death unto life. Hallelujah. Somebody said, Brother Brankle, how do you know? I got to know her. His spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God, Brother Miller. We've been made sons. We've been adopted into the family. I'm a part of the household of faith. Hallelujah. I'd rather be a Christian than to own Baton Rouge. Hallelujah. What a night. And the book says, they replaced it with an inferior. And I see the enemy would like to steal that golden testimony. There's an enemy that would like to rob the church of its old-fashioned altar, of its conviction about sin, of its dedication to God. Let me plead with you tonight, oh, blood-washed saints, hold fast to what you've got. Let no man take your crown. Be vigilant, be sober, be alert, be awake. There's a thief that would come to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and not just live, but have it abundantly. There's abundant living in him. And now then, I see an enemy that would rob us of old-fashioned repentance and would substitute it with cheap, brassy recruiting. There's more to it than a crowd. I'm thankful for the crowd, but I'm glad that you and I found genuine, old-fashioned, heartfelt, real, genuine repentance that changed our lives. I can't overemphasize this. I'm seeing a cheap religion that is a substitute in the church. And thank God, Family Life Center, keep the fire burning. Keep these altars with tears on them. Our God still hears the cry of the repentant heart. We're not just recruiting. We're getting men to repentance. I preached a revival in the West a few years ago. And we've been going for about 2 weeks. There was a man in that church, I was told, was a multi-millionaire. He stood up one night just as I got ready to preach. He was a contractor, built the high-rise, First National Bank in that major metropolitan area, a city larger than Baton Rouge. He stood that night in the service and said, Brother Brankle, may I say a word just before you preach? And I said, sure, what is it, sir? He said, Brother Brankle, I've been a deacon in this church for 18 years. I've served on this church board. But I've become lukewarm in my soul. It's been 11 years since I've had a refilling of the Holy Ghost. It's been 11 years since I've talked in tongues. And I've got so cold I doubted whether there was a hell. I've only been a church member. But tonight, if Jesus will just fill me again with the Holy Ghost, I want this pastor to forgive me. I want this church to forgive me for my lukewarmness. I want the King of Glory to meet me just one more time. Hold on to it, friend. I stood behind the pulpit for an hour and 20 minutes and heard people confessing sin and repenting and saying, I'm not living right. My heart's not right. I want to be right. I want to be forgiven. I want to be clean. And all of a sudden, the heaven opened and the power of God fell in that church like rain. People wept and cried and repented and confessed sin. And we started to the altar and the Holy Spirit fell on that congregation. People were baptized from the back door to the front. They were filled around the pulpit. They were filled in the altar. And camp meeting fire broke out. There is no substitute. Sir, take down your shields of brass. Give me some golden repentance, and I'll show you an old-fashioned camp meeting Holy Ghost revival that hell itself would blush at. I've heard of churches where you didn't get to preach, but we never got to the preaching. The next night, the power of God fell in conviction before I ever got to the pulpit. Sinners came to the altar. People received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The next night, I didn't get to preach. The next night, we didn't get to the preaching. Sunday morning, the Sunday school teacher went to teach his class in the auditorium, and sinners poured into the altar. Sunday night, oh, can I tell you, sir, there's a revival that steps over all of our plans. All we can print on the bulletin, may God Almighty give Family Life Center a holy determination to hold fast to what you've got. Don't let Shishak and the world steal your golden testimony. Lift your banner high and give him glory. Hallelujah. 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 The first message that Jesus ever preached was repentance. He went forth preaching, repent. I know he read a scripture in the synagogue from Isaiah, but the first time it said Jesus preached, he went saying, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Do you know what he told the last church? The last words I heard him ever speak to the church was repent. And the way to keep the enemy from stealing your testimony is walk close to God, stay tender, where your heart is in tune, that you can repent in the sight of Almighty God. There's an enemy that would like to steal that golden testimony, and we replace it with a cheap substitute. Church after church, my soul cries, oh Lord, let there be no cheap substitute. I'm in places where recreation takes the place of regeneration. I'm out to have a good time, but I can tell you now the gymnasium is not near as important as the altar. Amen. I'm not against some things, but I can tell you it'll take more than an aerobic class to keep your church on fire. Let's build an altar and keep the golden testimony that Jesus Christ is the thriller of our soul and the answer to the problems in our life. Hallelujah! Sir, my soul is crying. Give us revival meeting. I'm seeing churches today. They're trying to keep people happy. And they're asking, are you happy? Are you having a good time? You jump up and you jump down, and I'm not against jumping. I'm not against shouting. I thrill about clapping. I thrill about waving my hands. You folks have watched me long enough. I'm a believing shouting. Say amen. You better get the mule. I feel it coming on down. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something, folks. It's not just being happy that gets the job done. It's being holy. And if you'll be holy, you'll be happy. Hallelujah. Substituting cheap brass. Cheap substitutes in God's house. I'm in churches where it's run like a motivation Amway rally. What turns them on? What excites the crowd? Brother, there's more to this than excitement. It's more than a momentary little rousement. It's a divine revelation of the Son of God till Jesus Christ becomes King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the changer of my life, the thriller of my soul, my salvation, my hope, my joy, my resurrection. He's everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I want to shout. It's real. Oh, yes, the enemy would steal that glorious testimony. I heard the Apostle Paul say to Timothy, don't let anyone, sir, steal your testimony. That good thing that was given you by the Holy Ghost, keep it, son. Hold fast to what you've got. Son, keep that fire burning in your soul. Stir up the gift that's in you. I heard in Africa, our missionaries went over there and the monkeys came down out of the mountains at night. And when the missionaries would go to sleep, the monkeys would chatter around the fire and they'd warm themselves and the monkeys didn't understand it. And I don't know whether they got hands or paws, but whatever they got, they're not kin to me. Say amen. I was going down my family tree and decided the best thing to do was to spray it. But you can look up your family tree. You may find somebody hanging by their neck, but you won't find anybody hanging by their tail. All of a sudden, the missionary said the monkeys came and chattered around the fire. But pretty soon the fire came out. And the poor little dummies stood around and wondered what happened when the fire went out. I've been in churches. And the poor little dummies let the fire go out. Let me tell you, folks, at the family center, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. Don't substitute that fire from heaven. Hallelujah. Let it burn. Let it burn. Somebody said, Brother Branko, what is that fire? I can't explain it, but I know what it is. Hallelujah. Jeremiah was going to quit preaching and buy a motel. In fact, he planned on getting a motel, trying to buy into the Holiday Inn chain. And all of a sudden, he said, while I was going to quit the ministry and send in my papers, he said, this thing got in me and it was like fire shut up in my bones. Give us a holy bonfire. Hallelujah. Till we're in love with Jesus Christ, the thriller, the baptizer, the coming King. Hallowed be his name. Substitutes in God's house. It looks like gold. It shines if you polish it every day like gold. If you visit it and counsel it in the counseling session every day, it'll look like gold. But I know where there's some real genuine experience. Hallelujah. The genuine experience with God Almighty. The enemy would like to steal and rob the church of the most vital, glorious thing we have. And this Pentecostal fire. The baptism and the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. I had an old gentleman come to one of my meetings and he said, young man, could I meet with you? You've got a great potential. He took me back in the back room and said, I just feel like you would really go places if you just forget about that speaking in tongues and this baptism in the Holy Ghost and quit naming sin. I said, sir, you don't understand. I wasn't moving at all till I got this. Hallelujah. Woo, shout now. It's real. It's real. I'm not about to bow and lose the testimony. This Holy Ghost baptism with the evidence of speaking in other tongues is real. Hallelujah. If Dr. Sounding Brass doesn't like it, it's still real. Want to shout a while. Hallelujah. Cheap substitute. There's a king of Egypt that liked to steal your separation unto God, your dedication unto God. He'd like to bring you back to the same snare and the same bondage of the world. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, sin. Goodbye, filth. Goodbye, smut. Goodbye to the world amusement. My faith is anchored in Jesus Christ. It's a glad day when he brings you out. Hallelujah. We were in Egypt a few years ago. And I could tell you now that night, I don't know where they took us. It was dark and they took us to an outdoingest place I've ever seen. Lizards were climbing around over the rafters. Am I right, sister? I saw lizards, ants, mice, and the whole, we was in a place where you wouldn't want to stay. It was something else. We couldn't drink their water. We couldn't eat their food. And the next day, brother, when we caught the plane and flew out, we started singing, I was once in Egypt's bondage, but deliverance came to me. And I'm bound by sin no longer, for the Son hath made me free. Do you remember the night he brought you out? Do you remember when he changed your life? Do you remember when he brought your family together? Sir, don't sell it. Don't come back with cheap stuff. Hold fast to what you've got. Let no man take your crown. Cheap substitute. I'm in churches today where they've substituted motivation for mortification. I heard the Apostle Paul say, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice. We die to the sin and to the world. He that is dead to sin, how can he live any longer therein? I was out in western Oklahoma. A rancher got saved in our meeting. We had a man in that church that didn't use good wisdom. He's just a new convert. And he just got the baptism, had more zeal than he had anything else. We had this great rancher in the altar, and I was praying with him to get the Holy Ghost. And this young convert walked up behind him and said, kill him, Lord, kill him, kill him. Kill him. I was trying to get him back. I saw this rancher kind of wall his eyes and get up. I look around, I said, sir, you're not in danger. Our brother's talking about dying to the old man. He said, well, I didn't know for sure what was happening. And I knew I was lower than the rest of them. And I decided to get up and look around. But a few nights later, God filled him with the Holy Ghost. And he said, Brother Brankle, now I know I surrendered all to him. And I crucified the flesh. And now I'm walking in the Spirit. I found that resurrection life. It's real. Cheap substitutes in God's house. There's a river that flows. There's no motivation meeting can take the place of surrender, dedication, sanctification, commitment, and depth in God Almighty that'll change your life. Nothing will take the place of that total surrender. Unconditionally, I give it all to God. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, sin. Goodbye, filth. Goodbye to everything. I've found my hope in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you remember the day when you settled it all? Do you remember the day when you told him it's all over? Thank God for that reality. Hold fast to it. Hold fast to it. I can take you to the very spot, the very place where I put it all on the altar. I could take you right down in Dad's pasture, down close to the spring, over in a little old altar over in my dad's pasture, where I got a call from heaven to preach. Hallelujah. Nobody knew I was a preacher. I preached to the cedar trees. I preached to everything that stands still. I discovered the anointing of the Holy Ghost preaching to my spotted horse. He never got saved, but he never ran out on me. He never got mad or wrote me a letter. Folks, oh, hallelujah. You that are in Bible school, get a Holy Ghost baptism. Get some preaching in your soul. Stay till the fire burns. Get something down on the inside. Don't substitute it for anything else in the world. That anointing of the Holy Ghost will still destroy the yoke. Hallelujah. I could tell you the very spot. I've got a brother that's called to preach, and old Jim would go down the creek and he'd pray. And I'd go down to my place and pray, and I'd say, oh God, I was pastoring my first church and I was 15 years old. A lot of wisdom flowing out of that pulpit. It just astounds me now. I told the Bible school students about it. The first sermon that God gave me to preach, nobody knew I was called to preach. I never even told my folks. Never told anybody. I never announced it. Never sent out a letter I was called. I just knew it. Hallelujah. Nobody would hear me. I'd go over in the pasture and I'd back off and I'd preach to the fence post. Hallelujah. Come down here and get saved, you bunch of ungodly reprobates. Can I tell you one of the most humorous things that happened? There was a good friend of our family. His name is Howard Patterson. He pastored the Hestu Baptist Church and had retired. And he lived behind our farm and had to walk through our place to go to the mailbox. And I was over in the pasture having one of those spells. Preaching like a house on fire, and I hadn't opened my eyes. I was just over there preaching because it come on me. And my text that day was, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised at heart, why do you resist the Holy Ghost? As your fathers did, so do ye. And man, I was a preaching. I didn't know there's anybody in a quarter of a mile. When I opened my eyes, he's leaning up against a tree looking at me. I was scared spitless. If I'd have given an altar call, I believe I could have had a meeting. But I was so scared, I turned and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. And I said, I don't think it's going to rain, do you? Whoo! But he became my friend. Hallelujah! God, give us something, friends. Don't substitute a put-on, dry-eyed, dead religion for life in God, that anointing of the Holy Ghost, that power from on high. I knew where there's a little schoolhouse over there, and they didn't have a preacher. And they hadn't asked me to preach. I hadn't got an invitation. But I went over the next Sunday morning, and I told the superintendent, there's just about a dozen there. You can put them all on these two seats. I said, when you get through with your Sunday school department, I've got an announcement to make. I didn't tell her I was going to preach. She'd have told it. She got through and said, there's a young man here, Brother Donnie. Would you stand and make your announcement? And I started toward the front. And I said, folks, God's called me to preach. And I was a squalling. And I said, how many of you would let me preach this morning? And they all raised their hand. Hallelujah. I didn't know you needed 3 points. All I said to that crowd was, Peter took his eyes off the Lord and began to sink. I said, friends, Peter took his eyes off the Lord and began to sink. I'm telling you now, hear me. Peter took his eyes off the Lord and began to sink. Hear me, friends. If you take your eyes off the Lord, you'll sink. For Peter took his eyes off the Lord and began to sink. And if you take your eyes off the Lord, you'll sink. And about that time, an old boy that was backslid gave a war whoop and came and got saved. And another one got the baptism, and they elected me pastor. I was in. That's how I got started. Hey, God, I'm not about to sell it. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, this supernatural, divine, holy overflow, hold on to it. It's real. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I forgot I'd have to have another sermon that night. I'd stayed up all night and prayed to get that one. That's right. I went back to that same place that afternoon. I cried and prayed all afternoon. And that night, you know what I preached on? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues. You know what my first point was? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. You know what my second point was? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues. And then my third point is, they were all filled. And if you get it, you speak in tongues. Now come and get it. Hallelujah. Great God, would you do it again? Hallelujah. Don't sell it. Don't sell it. Buy the truth and sell it not. I'm seeing so much brass, I'm fed up with it. Dr. Dumbbell's going to give us a seminar. Say, man, dear Lord, we need something besides a seminar. We need a resurrection. We need a Holy Ghost revival. We need a camp meeting to break out. Say amen. Thank God for education. I'm for it. I want to tell you, the happiest 3 years of my life was in the fifth grade. I'm for education. No, not really. But let me tell you, you can know this book. You can know the Greek, the Hebrew, and part of the other, unless you get something in your heart and you've got a revelation of His glory, you're still dead and hopeless and dry. Let's don't sell it. Keep the fire burning. Get a baptism from on high. Shanda mama mama. I didn't know whether homiletics was something you took by mouth or rubbed on in case of rheumatism. And I'm not bragging about it. But the devil's not as scared of your outline, but he's afraid of this Holy Ghost power. Amen. Dear Lord, pour it on us again, Lord. Wasn't but a few weeks till God began to save people, baptize people in that little old schoolhouse. Hadn't had a revival in years, and the power of God started falling like rain. I said, folks, having prayer meeting on Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night isn't enough. We need to. Can't do it now. One of the kids will get a G.I. Joe bayonet and get you. Come on! I think I told the Bible school, I'm not sure old men forget what they tell. There's two things about old preachers. They tell the same stories over and over, don't know when to quit preaching. But the first man that I got saved in that church, I had some young people, but first man I got saved came down. He said, Brother Brankle, I want to be delivered from my tobacco, and I anointed his tongue with oil. I didn't know what to do. I'm going to tell you, there's some things I didn't know how to handle in that church. But the Holy Ghost did. My brother would go down the creek, and I'd go pray for a message, and he'd go up the creek and pray at his place, and I'd pray in mine. I'd pray, and old Jim would go down there and cry and pray in Beller. We could hear us all over that, and I couldn't tell what he was saying. I'd just barely hear him once in a while when he let out a hoop. He'd meet me down at the spring and say, I'd tell you what you're going to preach on, Sunday. I said, no, you can't. He said, yes, I can. He gave it to me, too. Hallelujah. Brother, we was hooked in. There's a place, sir, I'm not about to trade this off for some dry-eyed, cold, ritualistic, dead, lifeless church. I want the power of God to flow through this church and the glory of God to fill the countenance of the believer until we have a Holy Ghost revival that everyone in Baton Rouge will say, there's something happening at the Family Life Center that we don't understand. It's the mighty power of God that sets our kids free from drugs and alcohol and sex and makes them live right and gives them a testimony for Jesus Christ. Don't sell it. There's a worldly enemy that would like to steal the Pentecostal fire. We've got churches that are so cold, I go into them. I change temperature so much in churches, it's a wonder I don't take spiritual pneumonia. I'm in church after church, I pray, Lord, don't let me catch what they got while I'm here. Whatever that is that's hurting this bunch, don't let me get it. Let me live in your presence. Shishak stole the reality, the gold. And I want what's real. Give me that that's genuine. There's a camouflage. There's a cheap substitute for old-fashioned religion, real salvation. There's a cheap substitute for the baptism in the Holy Ghost. I go into churches and they go into some little chant and go into woo, 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 woo. And that really does nothing for me because I've been there when the glory fell. And it wasn't something you learned or something you followed the rest of the crowd. It was a holy overflow and the countenance of the King came in the tabernacle. Shamburandana Mahaya. When you lose it, when the world has stole your reality, your gold, you'll substitute it with the cheap. I picked up the bulletin the other day and it said, we're having dancing lessons to teach you how to dance in church. And I my blood ran cold and I thought, oh God, Shishak has been there. And he stole the real shout and the real victory of the saints. And they're having to have an imitation and it takes a lesson. Sir, you don't need a lesson when you get a holy overflow. When your cup runs over, you'll say with David, my cup runneth over. Hallelujah. It's real, it's genuine. Don't lose your testimony. If you've come out from the world, hold fast to what you've got. There's an enemy that would steal the old-fashioned altar service out of church. There's church after church that doesn't have an altar. People never get a chance to get saved. My banker at home has gone to heaven now. One of the ranchers that lived in that area, he's quite a rancher. Owned a lot of registered running horses, quarter horses, cow horses, and also race horses. Had a big ranch put together. He was one of the politicians in that area. Fact of business, he's been sheriff of that county and had bullet wounds in him and also elected to other officers. Quite a man. I went out to his ranch to visit him to tell him about Jesus. Finally, one day, I was in the hospital, and I went over to the hospital. And I visited him several times, and the Holy Spirit whispered to my heart and said, you haven't really got down to business with Raymond. And I went back that day, and Raymond was in an oxygen tent. And I opened that little hole that the nurse talks to him and reaches through in the side. And I said, Raymond, I'm going to tell you today the sweetest story you've ever heard. It's about Jesus Christ and his saving grace. And through that oxygen tent hole, I told him the salvation story. I tried to preach Jesus as simple and as real as I knew how. He started crying and said, I want to get saved. And I reached through and grabbed him by the hands and those big hands of that man. And we cried and prayed and tears ran off of his cheeks and he gave his life to Jesus Christ. really repented of your sins. And I don't have a lot of confidence in deathbed repentance. I'm going to tell you why, because I've had hundreds of people say, if God spares my life, I'll make the best member you got in church. And I can almost count them on one hand. Sir, you'd better live for God while the sun's shining. And that day, I'll never forget it. Raymond said, Brother Brankle, I've not heard the word salvation in my church in years. A few weeks went by and Raymond passed away, and they had his funeral in his church, big church downtown. The family said, Brother Brankle, would you preach his funeral? And I went down. They led the funeral with his famous horse and put his boots and tied him in the stirrups. The boots were turned backwards, and we led the funeral procession and buried this man. The next Monday morning, I walked in the bank, and the president of the banks said, Don, would you come back in the back? And we went back in the back room. He said, I was standing outside, and I couldn't hear everything you said when you told Raymond. But I want you to tell me that same story you told me you was going to tell him. Oh, friends, reality, there's nothing as glorious as genuine reality. A little country preacher stood in the back of that bank, standing in a back room in a little room where they had refreshments, stood there one-on-one and took time to tell him of Calvary and of the cross and of the blood and of redemption and forgiveness and pardon. And he said, that's exactly what I want. He said, my preacher is an alcoholic. He buys liquor for the teenagers. There's not an altar in my church. There's not a thing there that I could find Jesus. And I'm so glad you told me. And he gave his heart to God and became a lay speaker. Hallelujah. Folks, this thing's real. Don't trade it off. I wouldn't trade it for all the membership cards there is in Baton Rouge. Hallelujah. It's real. It's real. It's real. I'd go back to that city, and he'd take me back and say, Brother Brankle, tell me some more about Jesus. Tell me more about the cross and the blood. And I'd have church every time I'd go by on the evangelistic field. Can I challenge you tonight, sir? There's an enemy that would like to steal that genuine salvation, that genuine experience out of our church. Amen? I cut wood with one of the pastors. He came and went with me. He and I were sawing wood together. And we were getting some wood for the fireplace, and I had the chainsaw and I had the trailer. He didn't have one. And while we were there, all of a sudden, this preacher, pastor in this beautiful church, stopped and said, I'd give anything in the world if I could be in your shoes. Don, whatever you do, don't give up what you've got. And I thought, dear me, what's he going to do? We're going to have prayer meeting out here. I wasn't about to give it up. He said, Brother Brinkle, if I name drinking in my church, my members drink, I can't preach against drinking. If I preach against gambling, my members gamble, I can't preach against gambling. If I preach against dancing, my members go to the dance hall, I can't preach against dancing. He said, I'm nearly to my retirement, and the stewards would have me out before the next week is over. I can't preach adultery, there's adult. God help us. He said, Brother Brankle, whatever you do, stay to where you can preach what God gives you. And I thought, Lord, I'm going to keep those shields of gold. I'm not about to polish brass every Sunday. Give us a revival that'll bring men to Jesus Christ, that'll save them from the gutter of sin and put their feet on the rock and establish their going and put a song in their heart, even praise unto God Almighty. Hallelujah. There's a world that's hungry for reality, but they're tired of fakes. Say amen. They're tired of put on. They're tired of sham. They're tired of I've got to be me. They're wanting something else that'll change their lives and make them different. Hallelujah. This thing's real. Shishak stole the shields of gold and they put brass in, a cheap substitute. And how many today have found a cheap substitute for a golden testimony? I'm closing. But when I got to the book of Revelation, I found a church that had done the same. But I heard the master say, come back and buy some gold. Church, you don't have to have a substitute. You can have reality. Sir, you don't have to have an imitation. You can have reality. There may be some running with cheap grace and cheap substitute, but God's got a Holy Ghost baptism that'll give you power and change your family, bring your home together, and will restore things to its proper perspective. I have to close tonight, but there's nothing that I'm more concerned about than an old-fashioned revival meeting that'll change our families and bring us back together and let us walk in the Holy Ghost and in the things of God. It would not be fair. I could not face eternity knowing that I left people without regeneration in their lives. There's a power that'll change men's lives. I wouldn't want men to face me in judgment and say, Don Brankle, you didn't warn me. You didn't tell me. Give me a revival that'll cause men to have something that's real. Because every man's work's going to be tried by fire. I said, it's all going to burn except that which is a precious and enduring substance. Whenever every light of the universe is turned out, and the darkest day the world has ever known, and man stands in judgment and gives account to God, give us that something that we can stand in His presence and not be ashamed. And say, when the books are opened, the old account was settled long ago. There's some pages in my life I wouldn't want left in there, but I'm glad He can erase them and plant them in the sea of God's forgetfulness and never remember them against you anymore. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow, and though they be red like crimson, shouted, they'll be as wool. Come now, let us reason together. You can come to the fountain tonight. Hallelujah. It's still flowing. There's an altar for you to get right with God. There's an altar for repentance. There's an altar where you can be baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. Give me reality. Give me the gold. There's an enemy that would steal. But Jesus come that you might have life. Father, I thank you tonight for revival.